people, judging them based on how we feel about them or their fans. This feels so easy, so natural, we might not even realize we're doing it. By choosing to participate in and encourage this type of criticism, we reduce what I have heard called our mutual humanity. I have a lot of friends who are successful, people who are well known in the entertainment and music industries. Sometimes I'm asked, do you know any celebrities? Or who is the most famous person you know? These kinds of questions bother me because they take a real human being, a living, breathing person with thoughts, feelings, and dreams, and diminish him or her to a piece of gossip. I understand this interest to a point, but I'm often frustrated by the desire people have to know the famous and to know as much about them as possible. I still can't believe that tabloids are in business. They are simply purveyors of gossip and rumor. When I glance over the magazine racks at the checkout line, I usually think, who cares? And then I realize millions do. These trashy magazines are so successful because we love to hear other people's dirt. Their secrets, their problems, their embarrassing escapades. It's this propensity that leads many to become gossip merchants themselves. People love being the ones who know stuff, especially private information about other people. It allows them to be the center of attention, if only for a moment. This dehumanization of people in the limelight leaks over into our daily lives, where we can become critical, unkind, and backstabbing. How does this backstabbing idea relate to the Knight's Code of Chivalry? Back in the day, it was quite literal. As a matter of honor, knights would only violently engage an enemy who was attacking them first. They would never dream of attacking from behind. The justification of violence in any era is pretty dodgy. But when it came to the Code of the Knights, these guys had to be prepared to defend themselves. They lived a militant lifestyle. Knights had swords strapped to their sides, much the way lawmen and outlaws carried guns in the Old West. These men were always armed. To keep themselves from being obsessed with power or being needlessly violent, they set parameters for themselves. They weren't strangers to combat, violence, and even death. Political structures were in shambles, and power had to be maintained and managed lest it be misused. At least, that was the reasoning. But it was in their code not to attack needlessly, not to attack from behind. They wouldn't engage someone who was a non-combatant or unarmed. Sure, it would have been easier for them to identify and attack their enemies while they were sleeping, bring someone down a couple of notches with guerrilla tactics, midnight ambush, assassination, but that wasn't what the knights did. They wouldn't slip someone a blade in a literal cloak and dagger manner. They didn't attack unless someone was using violence against them first, which really isn't attacking. It's called self-defense. This principle of the knight's lifestyle is extremely applicable today. We don't attack. Period. That sounds simple enough, right? If necessary, we may choose to engage in a debate. But even then, we don't attack.